This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Bruchim Abayim, welcome everyone. We continue in Maseches Yevamos, Daf HaShavua, Daf Kuf Hei Amar Beis. The Mishnah said, a katan that does chalitza, it's a chalitza psula. Now chalitza psula implies, but it has some effect, and it asers the Yavam to, it asers her to all the brothers. If the fact that it says that it's chalitza psula, that means she's aser to all the brothers. So who does this go like? I'm Rav Yehuda Marav, Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, Zu Divrei Rav Meir. This goes like Rav Meir, that who holds that the chalitza of a katan has some value, because we say in Ha'isha Rabbah, they made the chalitza of a nine-year-old like a get of a gadol, so it has some validity. The sages say, Ein chalitzas katan klum. The chalitza of the katan is not valued at all. Meaning the chachamim say it's not even a chalitza psula, it's nothing. It doesn't aser her to the brothers. The chachamim say only the bia of a nine-year-old they make like maimer of a gadol, but not the chalitza. Okay, we continue. Then the Mishnah said, Ketana shechaltza. Amrav Yehuda Amarav, Zu Divrei Rav Meir. This is the opinion of Rav Meir, the Amar Ish Kasav B'Parsha, U'makshina an Isha L'ish. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, this is the opinion of Rav Meir, who says, it says man in the Parsha. And just like a katan cannot do chalitza, so a katana cannot do chalitza. The sages say ish kasav parsha isha ben gedoyla ben katana, but an isha, whether a gedoyla or a katana, neither of them can do chalitza. But by an isha, both of them could do chalitza. In other words, the chachamim say it says ish, that excludes the katan, and we compare an isha to an ish. Mashein came. That is the opinion of Rav Meir. The chachamim say no. It says ish, so that means only an adult male could do chalitza. But a katana, we don't compare a woman to a man, and therefore a katana could do chalitza as well, according to the chachamim. So Gemara says, man chachamim, who are the sages? Reb Yosi, the sages are Reb Yosi, Reb Chia, Reb Shimon Bar Revi. Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Bar Revi have a yasvi. They were sitting. In other words, we're going to establish now that the Chachamim that we're talking about is Reb Yosi, because Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Bar Revi were sitting. Pasak Chad Minay, one of them opened up. Va'amar. So we're having a conversation. There's a conversation between Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Bar Revi. One of them began, and he said, "Hamispalel tzarch sheyitein einav lamata. When he davens, his eyes should be cast downward. Shenemar, v'hayu einai v'libi sham, and my eyes and my heart are there, kol hayamim, all the days." So from there we learn that one's eyes should be downward. Because it says, "V'hayu eini v'libi sham kal hayamim," toward Eretz Yisrael, because of the Shechina. The Shechina is in Eretz Yisrael, so the eyes should be cast downward, like it says, "V'hayu eini v'libi sham kal hayamim." V'chad Amar, the other opinion holds. The other one said, "Ein of lamalo, your eyes should be upward." Shenamar nisa levavenu el kapayim. We lift our heart with our palms, and we lift it upward. So this is the conversation between Reb Chia and Reb Shimon Bar Revi. Adahachi asa Reb Shmuel Bar Revi. In the meantime, Reb Shmuel Bar Revi came. Legabayo, he came to them. Amar lehu, he said, "Nu, what are you guys talking about? B'mayaskis, what are you talking about?" Amar lehu, they said to him, "But tefillah, we're talking about davening." He said, "You're talking about davening? Let me give you the authoritative word." Amar lehu, kach amar Abba. Hamispalel tzarch sheyitein einav lamata v'libay lamala. One who davens, he has to put his heart, his eyes down, and his heart up. Kedei sheyiskaymu shtei mikrois halalu, in order to fulfill both of these psukim. How do we fulfill both of these? V'hayu eini v'libay sham kol hayamim, and nisul v'avenu el kapayim. So nisul v'enu el kapayim is libay lamala, but einav lamata is v'hayu einai v'libay sham. So how we're fulfilling both psukim is not really clear, because the pasuk, the first pasuk that we quoted was v'hayu eini v'libi sham, so that sounds like the heart and the eye should be together. But in any event, this is what Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi reported. Adahachi asa Rabbi. In the meantime, the Rebbe came to the Beis Medrash. Asa Rabbi l'masifta. So inhu dahava klili, those who were lightweight, yasiv v'duchtayo, they got to their seat quick. Rav Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi, agav yukri, Rav Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi, he was heavy, hava mafsa v'azal. He was stepping along and going. Now we find many times in Shas that while the Talmidim were sitting, if somebody is walking by them, it looks like they're stepping over their heads. It's somewhat disparaging. So Amrale Avdan. Avdan said to Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi, Avdan was a student of Rebbe. He said, Mi hu zeh shemafsia arashayam kadosh? Who's stepping over the holy people? We have Talmidim on the floor over here. Who's stepping over them? So Amrale, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi said, Ani Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi, shabasi lo tamer Rebbe. Me, it's I came to learn Torah from Rebbe. So Avdan said, Amrale, v'chi ata hagun lo tamer Rebbe? Are you fit to learn Torah from Rebbe? Amar Lehi, he said to him, V'chi Moshe ha'yahagun limol Torah p'yagvura? You want to know if I'm fit to learn Torah from Rebbe? Was Moshe fit to learn Torah from Hashem? So Avdan said, well, you're comparing yourself to Moshe. Amar Lehi, V'chi Moshe ata? Avdan said, you think you're Moshe? You're saying, oh, was Moshe fit? When you're like Moshe, then you could learn from such a Rebbe. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi then said to Avdan, Amar Lehi, v'chi rabcha eloi kimu? Is your rabbi God? You're right, I'm not Moshe, but neither is your rabbi God. Amar Rabbi Yosi said, shakli rabbi l'mitrafasi. Rabbi got his just deserves. Deka Amar Lehi rabcha. When Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi said, he's your rabbi, v'loi rabbi, and he's not my rabbi. Rabbi deserved to hear that. That Rebbe deserved to hear that Rishon Rabbi Yossi is not acknowledging him. Why? Because he heard the disgrace of Rishon Rabbi Yossi and he didn't speak up. In the meantime, Asya Yavama Lakame de Rebbe. In the meantime, now this whole story we brought in to prove that the Chachamim who hold that a Ketana could do Chalitza, that Chachamim is Rabbi Yosi. So in the meantime, a Yavama came before Rebbe. Amar Alei Rebbe L'Avdan, Rebbe said to Avdan, Puk Badka, go check her out to see if she's a Gedola. Lebasar Danafik, when Avdan left, Amar Le Rishmael said, why are you checking her out? Kach Amar Abba. This is what my father Rabbi Yosi said. Ish Kasu the Parsha. It says man in the Parsha of Isha, but when it comes to a woman, Bein Gedoyla, Bein Katana. So Rabbi accepted that tradition from Rabbi Yosi. Amar Le, so then he sent message to Avdan, Ta, get back here, Loit Srichas. We don't need you anymore, Kfar Hoira Zakin. Rabbi Shmuel already paskined. So Avdan started making his way back into the Beis Medrash. Kamifsa Avdan Vasi. So Avdan started walking and going. Amar Le Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi, you're going to walk over the holy people. Misha Tzarch Layam Kadosh Yifsa Al Rashayam Kadosh. The ones who the holy people need should step on the heads of the holy people. Misha Ein Tzarch Layam Kadosh. those who the holy people don't need, hech yifsal arashiyam kadosh. How could they step over the heads of the holy people? Meaning they needed me, because I know psakim from my father, but they don't need you. So amalei Rebbe la'avdan, Rebbe said to Avdan, kum beduchtach, stay in your place. Tana, we learned, ba'oisosha, at that moment, Nitzara Avdan, Avdan developed saras, because he spoke harshly against Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. V'tavu shnei banav, his two children died, drowned. And he had two daughter-in-laws, v'umeyanu shtei kaloisav, and two of his daughter-in-laws did mion. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, Baruch Rachmano de Kasvei la'avdan b'hayalma. Blessed is God. This was a chesed that God did, that Avdan did not have to suffer in this world. De Kasvei la'avdan b'hayalma. Blessed is God that Avdan was embarrassed in this world. Whatever harsh punishment he got, tsaras, death of children, terminated marriages in the family, better he should be embarrassed in this world. But the bottom line is, clearly, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that a katana could do chalitza. Because Rabbi Shmuel said, my father, Rabbi Yossi, said a katana could do chalitza. Ish, it says in the Torah, by chalitza, but not isha. Now, is there an age that, in other words, very nice, a katana could do chalitza? Could a one-year-old do chalitza? Could a three-year-old? Amr of Ami Midvarav Shal Berebi, from the words of this great sage of Rabbi Yossi. Rashi says Berebi is the lashon of an Adam Gadol. Nilmud, we can learn Ketana Chaylatzas Bepeutais. A Ketana Kedu Chalitza Bepeutais, which is about 6 or 7 years old, when we say their transactions are valid. Their sales are a sale, their purchase is a purchase. Same age for chalitza. Rava Amar, no, Rava says they have to be a little bit older. Ad shetagia lo'inas nadarim, they have to reach the age of making nadarim, which is a year before their bas mitzvah. Behilchasa, the halacha is not like Rav Yossi, but rather like Rav Meir, that in fact the gedoyla has to do chalitza, katana cannot do chalitza. Behilchasa, the halacha is ad shetavi shtei saros, until she brings two hairs. Okay, now we go on to the next segment of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Cholza b'shnayim oy b'shloish v'nimtzachar mehem karoy v'ipasol, the chalitza is psula. Reb Shimon, Reb Yochanan Sandler say it's kosher. So how do we paskin? Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Ein Halacha Ka'isei Hazog. The Mishnah brought the opinion of Rav Shimon, Rav Yochanan, that say it's kosher. So Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi says we don't paskin like that pair. So that's what Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi said in Rav Nachman. The Gemara says Rav Nachman already said that one time. Ve Amar Rav Nachman Chada Zimna. Rav Nachman already said it one time. The Amar Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi, Rav Yosef Bar Menyumi said, Amar Rav Nachman, Chalitza B'Shloisha. Chalitza requires three. So why do I need Rav Nachman to say twice, once earlier that Chalitza needs three, and once here, the halacha is you can't rely on one or two for Chalitza? Says Gemara Tzricha, I need both statements of Rav Nachman. Di in Mar Hach Kamaisa, if it would just say the first statement, Hava Amina, I would have thought, that when do we say you need three? Hainu mi lechachila, avol diavet afilu trei. Maybe for diavet you could use two. Kamash malan, no. Therefore, we have the teaching on our page of ein halacha. He says, look, we don't paskin like that pair. We hold you need three, even for diavet. V'yash meinon ein halacha. He says, look, if we only had this statement, Ela Kitana Kama, that you need three, Hani Hava Amina Diavad, that you need three Bidiavad, Abachili Boy Hamisha, but maybe L'chachila, you need five, because in the there's an opinion you need five for chalitza. So tzricha, so I need both teachings. The first teaching I need to tell me that even b'di'eved, if I only had the first teaching, I would have thought you need three l'chadchila, but the yevad you could have two. So therefore we say, en halacha ko'isei hazug. But if it would say, en halacha ko'isei hazug, I would think I might think you need five. So I need both teachings. Ma'isa shecholtzu, the story that they did chalitza, beinoy lebeina, between him and her. Mia dana, between him and her. So how does anybody else know about it? It's talking about Edom saw it from the outside, but they didn't see it from the inside. They didn't have up close witnessing. So you might think that since they saw from the outside, that's not valid. So the chiddush is, yeah, it's still considered a valid authenticity of the maisa. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Thank you everybody for joining us tonight. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.